Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was, which things are we be mamayit to say that you do not have to salt him? So last Gemara was Velakro Lemutei Ma'ayi Lemutei Dam, to say that Dam does not need Melech. For the Gemara's question, Miyal Min Chasecha, we learn it now from different parts, like Miyal Min Chasecha. So why do we need the drush of Korban Min Chafur? So Gemara says, rather, Apik Eitzim, on top of the Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, Apik Eitzim, take out Eitzim, that we're not Mamayit Eitzim from that Drosha, because according to Rabbi Enochanami, Eitzim is like a regular mincha that does need melech, but rather be Ayal Nesachim, put in Nesachim, Nesachim does not need melech. The Tanya, along with this, the Brisa says, Aval HaYayin, when you bring Yayin, that's like Nesachim, V'Hadam, or the Zrikas Hadam, V'Eitzim, you bring wood, V'HaKetoris, Ein Tuna Melech. All these things do not have to be salted before you bring them. So now the more is the question, Mani, let's see, who does this price go like? E Rabbi, if this price goes according to Rabbi, the Churakash Eitzim, we just got finished saying that according to Rabbi, Eitzim, when you have a nadab to bring Eitzim, Eitzim is like a regular mincha, that you have to salt it also, it's toying melech. E Rabbanon, if this price goes according to Rabbanon Shita, the Churakash Keteris, it's a Kashi Keteris. According to Rabbanon Keteris, Rashi says, to Rabbanon Liel, Kol Shah Cherim Aboyin Lachaiva is Niz Melech, and Keteris Nami is the boy Eitzim. That Keteris needs Eitzim, you have to burn Eitzim first. So Sosha also have Melech. So Zahakon the Brisa says, Keteris does not need Melech, of course, not like the Rabbanon. So the Mor says, Hi Tano, Enechnaime, this Brisa goes according to this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael, Benoy, Shereb Yechon, Abruko, Aymer, Mahaprat. So this prat Rashi says that's mincha secho. The pasuk says that mincha secho. So the prat is what mefurish dov shemakabel tuma. It's like an oichel. It's makabel tuma. And also v'yelu liishim is something we burn. We burn the kmitza on the mizbeach. V'yesh dal mizbeach chitzen. It's something that's burnt on the outside mizbeach. So these things need something like this needs melech. It has to be salted first. Therefore, Bishmol holds. Av kol davar ha-makabal tumah, be something that's makabal tumah, v'yoylu li'ishim, v'yesh tina mazbechach itzim. Therefore, yotzu eitzim, it goes that wood, shei makablam tumah. Pshute kli eitzim, it's not even a kli, pshute eitzim, not makabal tumah. Yotzu dam, it goes that dam, v'yayin and wine, shein oylu li'ishim. It's not burnt on the mizbeach, you just spritz it on the mizbeach, you don't burn it on the mizbeach. Yotzu keteris goes out the keteris, even though it's burnt on the mizbeach, but she'en on mizbeach itzain. It's not burnt on the outside mizbeach, the keteris is burnt every day on the inside mizbeach. So, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Benoy, Shabiachim and Bruka. Now the Gemara says, Eletayma d'miyata kro ledam. Why do we say that by dam does not have to have melach because it's the miyata kro? Holav hochi without the miyata kro, they say that dam does not need melach. I would have thought they said that yes, Adam, the blood of Kochim, before you make a Zwicky, you have to be Melechit, you have to salt it. So I'm asked the question, how could that be? What's the Havamina? The Churikiv and the Molche, Novkele Materas Dam. If you would salt it, it would lose the shame Dam, it would not be called Dam anymore, like we'll soon see. Like Malichel Churis Kibishel, it's like a cooked up Dam. And we know cooked up Dam is not called a Dam. The Omaziri Omer Abchanina Dam Shebishlu and the Oivra Love. If you have regular dam of a behema, if you cook it up and then you eat it, you're not chayit. There's no issa by chulin. If so, you see by cooking it up, it's not called dam anymore. And lechura here also, once you salt this kraseach, lechura it's called bishul. So what's the avmin to say you should have to salt dam? Pshita, you don't have to salt dam. Otherwise, it loses a shame dam. For Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ziri Dam Shemolchoi Einu Oivrolov, the same thing, dam that you salted also, and now you eat it, you drink it, you will not be chayiv chorus for drinking dam of a behema, because since it's bishul loses its shame dam, so Chorb Shiti should not have to salt and dam kochim, it won't have a shame dam anymore. For Rabbi Yehuda Didei Omar Eivorim Shetzolin, and let's say you have Eivorim, pieces of meat of a korban oil that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Shetzolin, the first you roasted someplace else. And then the helam, then you bring it up on top of the mizbeach. The din is, Ein behem mishum l'reach nichoyach. It's not a keem of l'chatchil dikadin of burning it l'reach nichoyach, which means the beginning of the roasting, of the cooking, burning of it, should be done on top of the mizbeach. That's where it gives off the reach. So at Kol Poanim we see here that Yechuri cannot salt a dam. It's not called dam anymore. So what's the Havamina? Sumer says yes. Maldatem, I would have thought to say Mishtabo. Sumer says still Maldatem, I would have thought to say Mishtabo Mashu le mitzvah bialma. So maybe still there would have been a mitzvah just to throw a little bit of salt on the dam to make mitzvahs maliach. And that little bit amount of salt would not make it kraseh, would not make it dishol, so it would still be called dam, kamashmon. That's the chiddush know from the pasuk that even a little bit amount of salt you do not have to put on the dam. Now the Gemara says, gufo, what we just said before, oma ziri, oma Rebbe Chanino, dam shebishlu ein oivrolov, dam that was cooked up, there's no issue if you eat it. Yosib rova, rova satam koma lo shmaita. He's saying over this halacha rova. So, Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asked the question to Rovo, it says, Hikfu es Adam. So Abaye asked the question, it says, Hikfu es Adam. If somebody jowled up blood, meaning he cooked a lot, and it cooked so much, so it came like into a solid kamat. The Yochun, then he ate the dam. Or Shimchas, the Chelevers, he cooked up fat, he melted it down, the gum, when he swallowed it down. Chayiv, suppose the Chayiv means you're over Chayiv Koros, it's Dostim Midiraisa. So, Chayiv, and Dam Shevishnu is Chayiv. So Rav answers back, Lakasha, there is no stira. Kan shik for ba'or, kan shik for b'chama. It depends how we heated it up to jello it. If we did it through fire, avadi yipotim midiraisa. If we did it through the sun, it's still called dam, therefore yichayiv alof. Then svar is bor, if you heat it up through fire, loyhoder, it doesn't come back to its stage of regular blood anymore. But the chama, if you only heat it up and jello it up through the sun, hodar, then it comes back to its original form, therefore it's still called dam, you're still chayiv alof. So when the Mara, bechamanam, even though you heat it up in the sun, but lema, why don't I say, ho v'yitchi yitchi, listen, right now that the dam is jellied up, it's like salad, you can't use it. So maybe it's itcha, you should not be usable anymore. And the chur means a sorn, or even for chulun, you should not be chayiv. Once it lost its shame dam, maybe you're not chayiv anymore if you eat it. So Mara says, Rabbi Mani asked a question from Yechanan. Dam shekorish. If you have blood that gelled up, the ochlan, somebody eats it now, what's the locha? And Omele answered him back, that since right now when it's gelled up, it's not fit to be used, it's not dam anymore. Therefore it's not dam, therefore you potter. So even though it was through the chama, so what? But it came to a point that's not dumb right now, see when the later comes back into its original stage, still, Rashi says, dam shekorish, kasagot daita bafil de chulun. The Avamina is now, he says, that even for chulun, it's yitche. So that's a kasha, why? Or Malay said back to him, no, dilma vadai kan bechatoyis achitzonis, and kan bechatoyis hapnimis. And Rashi explains, the boy bechatas achitzonis, there we say, if it was Himcha through Chama, through the sun, even though at that time maybe it's not so fit, but since it'll come back to regular Dam, it's still fit, it's still called Dam. You could even use it for Kachim. And therefore, if you eat it, Avad Yibichayev. And here that we say, once it was Himcha, it's not fit anymore, at least for Kachim, that's talking about Achates Apanim, by the Paramanas Rafim, and we'll soon see why. Somri said back to Madrachta Milsi, remember, you reminded me of something, that the Yom Rav Chizah said like this, dam shekorish, a dam that gelled up, v'chatis, of a korban chatis, v'yochlan samritis chayiv, still is chayiv, and the stamim means gelled up there through the chama, so never lost its shame dam completely, therefore it's still called dam. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'lokach v'nosan omarachmona, v'hai ba'lakichu nesina, by the zrika v'dam achitz, and the pasuk says, take it, and v'nosan, put it. So even though the dam is gelled up, it's a salad, you could still take the dam and throw it to the mizbeach. Mashenkein, bechatas apanimis, by a karchatas apanim, if it was gelled up the dam and then the yochel, some reads it potter. It's not fit anymore to be dam hazrika, therefore you potter. Why? Because by a chatas apanim, here the pasuk says, v'tov avhizo, the kohen has to like dip his hands into the liquid, into the dam, and then spritz it, omer rachmona. Here it's not a bat filo vazor. But since it's not a bat filo vazor, therefore the dam is pukka, the shame dam, therefore you'll be potter a little. So that's the difference between a chates apnim and a chates achitzen. A chates achitzen, even though the dam is gelled up, still it's called dam, it's fit to be used. But a chates apnim, a davka has to be liquidy, therefore if it's gelled up, it's not called dam. Now, the Rav of the day, Amar Rav himself would say, Afilu b'chatas apnim, even by chatas apnim, v'yochle chayiv, if you would eat from it, still you'd be chayiv. It's called eating dam. Why? Ha'ilu k'neg d'roi b'chatas achitzah chitzaynas. But that's a special locha in Kutchim, that it's not fit to have its zrika. But I call upon him dam, it's called dam. That's the problem, that's the proof. That since you see by Kinegda Bechatas Achitzain, it's still called dam, Schorhu Adim Bechatas Apnim, also it's still called dam, that if somebody eats it, Avadi Bechayi, feeding dam. Omer Rapomer Papa says, therefore, dam chamor, if you have dam from a donkey, Shekorot that jealous up, Yochle Chayi, the same thing, Huilu Kinegda Roy Bechatas Achitzainas, then the Gaya Techulin, since this dam is still fit for some place, it's still called dam. Therefore, yidet avad yichayiv. Omrav gidlo maziri dam salt bein lach bein yavish choytzitz. If you have salt, let's say on your body or on a beggar and your tummy, you have to go to the mikvah. So whether it's wet or whether it's dry, it's called a chatzitz. It's not a good tefillah. Meisve, I have a question. It says hadam v'had yoy v'had vash, blood, ink, and honey v'achol of milk. Yiveishim, if it's dried on your body, then take a chetzitzin. Lachim, if it's wet, ainim chet, it's not called a chetzitza. So who you see here, lachim is not called a chetzitza. Before we said lachim is a chetzitza. So mitzvah lakash is no stira. Hod the sorich, hod the loy sorich. Depends how liquidy it is. If it started to jello a little bit, started to get sticky, then it's take a chetzitza. That we say lach here is not a chatzitza, that's where it did not start to stick at all. It's 100% pure liquid, that's not a chatzitza at all. Now we ask the question, Timlech l'mayos, how can the Pasuk says next word, Timlech? Look at the time, like we learn like this. V'amelech, the Pasuk says, Yocho tevenuhu, maybe you should bring it, we'll soon see what tevenu means. Tamlem, the Pasuk says, no, that's a b'melech, Timlech, says the word Timlech. Now eat Timlech, if the Pasuk says Timlech, Yochel b'meimelech, maybe you could salt it with salt water. Tamulay menor b'meimelech, it has to be dafka salt. Then the pasuk says v'loy tashpish melech. That means do not stop blood, do not stop the salt. That means havo melech sheina shiveses. You have to bring salt that never stops. What does that mean? There's never a time of the year that you don't have this type of a salt. So which type of a salt is this? V'yezazu, what type of a melech is this? Melech stoim is that melech that comes from stoim, from that yam, it's always spitting out the salt, you always have the salt. Ominayin, if so, shim lemot to melech stoim is, I don't know if you don't find the salt from stoim. Shemevi melech is to ruknis, you bring the salt from this place. Rashi says, it's a minah karka nasis ubideyotim, it's made from a person, tamulayim, takriv kolshu, any type of a salt. Takriv mikomokim, any place, kosher means any amount, and takriv mikomokim, any place. And takriv afilu b'shabbos, you have to salt it, even the kabbonos are brought on Shabbos. Takriv afilu b'tumah, even if it's brought b'tumah, still, you have to bring, like Rashi says, if it's a korban tziba, a sutra b'tziba, you have to salt it. Now, the question is, maitavanu, what do you mean to say before, that timlech, what do we need timlech for? Because I would have thought to say tivanu from the word b'melech, tamulay matimlech. So what does tivanu mean? Samora says, my tivanu. Omar rabba bar ula hochi komar. This is what it means to say. Yochol yisbeinanu, bit ketevin betit. Maybe you have to put so much salt there, like you're making cement. Like you put the dirt in the water. Because there should be so much salt there, it's come out like cement. Maybe that's how much salt you have to use. And that we says no, b'melech, just a little bit amount of salt. Omulay Abaye says back, Yochi, if so. But forget, the word b'melech alone, I would have thought to say you have to have so much. Kamash lon timlech, even a little bit is good. The more Yochi, if so, yizbeinunu mi boilet. She just lost from yizbeinunu of making it into cement like, that's what I should have said. Of Tevin. El rather, Omulay Abaye says, Yocho yasenu kibinyan. Maybe you have to put so much salt on top of the meat, or whatever needs salt. Mama said, like you're building on it, layer on top of a layer. So Amalei Rover said back, because that was a half minute. You have to have like layers of salt. Yivnenu mi boil. Should have said, maybe you have to build like with salt. So what was the half minute? El Amar Rover like this. Yocho tzavanuhu. What does that mean to say? My tzavanuhu. Amravashi yocho yitain boitam kivino. Maybe you have to have a lot of taste of salt, kavino. In other words, Maybe the Yochu Yitim by Tam Kabina means just to understand that it's there, like Bina, to understand. Because maybe Mama just have to put a drop of salt there, just to show you that if you would taste it, you would just taste the salt. Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, no, Timlich, you have to have more than just a drop of salt. Ketzer way, so how are you supposed to salt the Evorim, whatever is toying Malicha, how do you have to salt it for Kachim? Ketzer way, so maybe you're able, you have to take this piece of meat. V'naisa nalav melech, you have to salt it on one side. V'chayz of hoich, you turn it over. V'naisa nalav melech, and you put salt on the other side. And then a malay, then you makrev it on the Mizbeach. That's the way you salt Basar of Kachim. And then Rabbi says, V'chayn l'kadeira, that's the same thing in the house, when you want to kashi your meat. From the dam, that's how much salt you have to have. You have to salt both sides, just one layer of salt, and that's enough to kashi.